Well, defensively, it was a hard-fought game. We knew coming in would be a tough game. Because last year, they beat us last year, so we knew coming in they were a good team. So we had to play defensively, and I think we did a pretty good job.
I mean, score, it was a high-scoring game, but that was mostly in the first half. The second half was a much different game, I think. A lot lower scoring and just a lot of big plays led to big things, and good thing we came out on top and fought harder than they did in the end.
Coach Green, your thoughts?
I was actually pretty happy with how they played. Barrington's always a big physical team, and that was kind of a question for us, is if we can handle how they run the ball, and if we can handle stand up to their size. I thought we did pretty well. The scores that they had were mistakes, but it, you know, it's 11 guys, so we need to get those 11 working all together a little better.
Now, Coach Green, overall, it seems like the week before, you guys looked awesome. And this week, this past week, you guys allowed, I think, the most you guys have allowed in, I think, a couple of years, actually. What was your take on the overall defense? Was it just the stars aligning or something, or was it just the team you played?
Well, alignment is probably the key word to that. We watched film. We weren't really aligned well. And that's a first tenet of football is aligning the guys right. If they can align right, then it's just a man-on-man competition at that point. And I think our guys, well, I know our guys are better than, you know, the competition that we'll face. We may not be as big, but we're better. And the success that Barrington had was due, you know, a combination of things, and one being just aligning the correct way. So we'll work on that this week in practice.
Awesome. Powers, question for you. You're part of an excellent receiving corps, to say the least, at Hendrick. What's that like, knowing that not only you, but Lee and an outstanding cast of other receivers can certainly get the job done when it comes to the offensive side of the ball?
I mean, it's a great thing, obviously, because it's harder for defense to actually prepare for us. It's almost impossible to stop three guys, me, Lee, and then you have Lefty on the left side. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Now, John, you are part of the high-flying and high, hard-hitting linebacking corps, as we always call it. Shane Olsen, Sam Hill, they just knock guys out, it seems like. What was your take on the overall linebacking corps? How did you think they did out of the game?
Well, this year we have four new linebackers compared to last year's four starters, so it's obviously we're building up on it every week and trying to learn new things because kids are new to this defense. But I think the four of us have come together so far this year and really started to work as a unit, and the whole defense, really all 11 of us, started to get the job done and get a feel for how the tone we're going to set, how our defense is just going to be this year. And I think the linebackers are a big part of that.
Power, similar to the cast of receivers you guys have, you guys can also play the other side of the ball on the defensive side. How's it feel? Almost the same question, but from the secondary aspect of the defense, how's it feel to have a great group of athletes to have your back, to work with you? You guys are on the same page, working well. What's that like?
On the defensive side, we have a lot of young guys, like Ruta said. So it is a learning process so far. We're working together and trying to make it happen as of now, but we'll get better as the season go on. As of now, we're just kind of just clicking.
Now, Coach Green, I mentioned this a little earlier, but what was the difference overall between this past game against Barrington and Portsmouth when you threw up a zero on the board for Portsmouth, and then the following week, for 31 points? Was it just the game plan that you guys went into, focusing more on defense, taking away the high-flying offense of Portsmouth? Or was it this week maybe keeping up with Barrington's higher scoring offense?
I think the game plan was fine. Each week, I think it's a testimony to the intelligence of our guys, because we do a lot of different things. Most high school football teams defensively stay in one or two fronts, and that's it. Our kids, we ask them to do a lot of different things. And with that, there's some mistakes and there's a lot of risk. The reward is high. We have great outcomes when we stop teams very well, but there is a risk there. And, you know, again, it's a process. Like John said, a lot of young kids, and everyone kind of needs to be on the same page and align right, and it's just practice. I think though where we are right now is better than we've ever been in my 8 years coaching defensively. We usually get better. We're the physicality of playing is there. They're very physical defensive guys. It's just now being in the right spot.
John, with this for both of you guys. John, you're a captain. You guys are both seniors, though, and Power, you've obviously been playing varsity football for a while now. How does it feel sort of being, going through the past couple of years, looking up to seniors, and now you guys are the seniors and the leaders of this team? What's that like?
Yeah, it's a lot different transition at first. Even my last couple of years, you know, I tried to lead as much as I can, but I really had those four captains and the seniors to look up to, and now I have to step back and think to myself, that's me now. So I just have to, everything I do, I just try to make sure I set a good example for the, you know, underclassmen.
Pretty much what he said, just setting a good example, leading by example, basically. Because they'll follow what you do. And if you're not done with your job or playing to your potential, they're going to see that. So just playing up to potential and leading.
Now, Power, a couple weeks ago, the news broke that you committed to URI. What are you looking forward to at URI? Besides playing football, what are you just looking forward to being a Ram?
Well, hopefully, my goal is to be an engineer. So, and they have a good engineering program, which is very attractive. As a football-wise, trying to work hard and hopefully get a spot on starting spot next year.
All right.
Coach, you mentioned you've been with this team for 8 years now. Over the past 8 years, you've, of course, seen a lot of success. What's that like, just coaching with such great athletes and working with such a historic and well-known football program?
Well, I think it's definitely been an honor and a privilege to coach here. I'm a grad in 85, and back when we were there, we were successful as well for a few years, 81, 82. It's always been my dream as a coach to come back and coach at Hendrickson. So I'm very appreciative of Coach Croft for giving me this opportunity. And for me, it's been, you know, when you do what you love, you don't work. So this has been great for me for 8 years. It never feels like work. As an alumni, I can definitely appreciate Hendrickson more than I was when I was a student and walked through the halls. I can appreciate the hard work that you all put in and the kids put in. And it just makes it an enjoyable environment. So it's a whole approach, you know, for me.
Now, John, before the game, I want to take you back to the pep rally. You called out the fans because the year before they didn't really represent the fighting spirit of Hendrickson. Why call out the students of Hendrickson?
Well, I know when it comes to pep rallies, Hendrickson, they love their pep rallies, and fans really get into it. They get into football games, and I just knew Barrington was a good team, and last year it didn't turn out how we wanted to, so any little boost we can get from the fans would be good.
Now, from that fan base that did show up at the game, would you say it was a successful fan base, considering you tried to get us all going there in the pep rally? Would you consider what you had for expectations actually came out and scored?
Yeah, I mean, times where I was on the sideline, not in the game, I'd look up every once in a while, and looks like we had a good squad of kids up there. I could hear them at times yelling and chanting, so I think they really came.
Now, Coach Green, talking about how you've been with Hendrickson for some time, where's this team defensive-wise stack up in your opinion?
Someone else asked me that question. It was an individual question. They didn't like my answer. They thought they were going to say they were the best defensive group, and every time we get together, you know, some of the alumni come back to last. We're as good as who's playing right now, and these guys are great. It's just I'm happy for them to be as successful as they are. Later on, when they graduate, we can sit back and I'll tell them the truth, what I really think. But right now, they're the best.
Good answer there. Very good. Power, you're working with a lot of both of you guys. We're just directing this to Power. Working with a lot of guys that are committed to different colleges for different things. John Tobin's going to UConn for baseball. Lee's going to UMass. What's it like for both of you? I could both of you guys answer this. What's it like working with such athletic individuals, too, on and off the field when it comes to just being generally great students as well? What's it like working with such an awesome group of guys. I mean, you guys, one guy goes down, everybody goes down with him, make sure he's right back up. So what's that like?
I mean, it's pretty fun working with the guys that we work with. And you get to challenge each other, which is the best thing about it. And you learn from each other, and you can never say no to that, basically. But we do have a lot of talented guys on our team.
I think the best thing about having so many hardworking athletes on the team is that practice is competitive. You know, we can go up against each other in offense. If it's an offense a day, we have our defense out there going up against them, and that's, I think, what makes us so good, is that who we have to practice against.
Now, Coach, the phrase is always thrown out there, the defense wins championships. Past 4 years, you guys have won. What are your overall thoughts on that saying? Is it true, or does the offense play some role there?
I think the offense, it's a team effort. You know, whenever we've been successful over the years, it's never been because of the offense or defense or special teams by themselves. It's been a group effort. It's a nice saying, but it doesn't really hold true. I think for us to be successful throughout the course of the season, it's offense, defense, and special teams. Each game, one team may pick it up, like us in Portsmouth, we did very well. This Friday, the offense did great and scored a ton of points and afforded us the opportunity to play defense to end the game, to win the game. So it's a team effort.
Both of you guys have had your respective amount of big plays this year. I see a couple touchdowns from you, Power. An interception last week from you, John. What goes through your mind before the play and necessarily after the play, or even before a big game for that matter, just in that big, high-intensity situations? What's going through your head? What do you hear? Because normally a lot of the athletes would say you block out all the sound and whatnot. Is that something you guys go out there on the field with, just the idea of not paying attention to anything except the gridiron?
I mean, it's not necessarily blocking out everything. It's just that because we've been in so many tough games and so many big games, it's not too much of a – it's not as frightening as it would be for our younger guys. So we're kind of veterans at it, I guess.
So. I think when it comes to the big moments, you don't really focus on how big it is. You just try to do what you're supposed to do, and big moments just come when you do that. I mean, you're not trying to score a touchdown every play, but if you just do run where you're supposed to go, then you might break open a touchdown, and that's true for all plays. Just do your job, and it'll come.
Now, Parr, I'm going to bring you back to freshman year. Coach, when you scored, made your first big play, Coach quickly coined the phrase, power surge Kanga. What are your own thoughts and opinions? Do you like it? Do you hate it? What do you love to think about the nickname?
I actually like that name. A few times people ask me what she met a name, I say Surge as a joke. But yeah, it was surprising, but I actually like that name. Pretty cool name.
This is for both of you guys again. For both very decorated athletes here at Hendricken. What's it like, whether it be football, wrestling, track, anything, just representing Hendricken as not only a student, but the athlete part as well? What's it like being a man of God and whatnot, the school's mission? What's it like to bring all that stuff with you onto a football field, onto a court, onto a track?
Well, yeah, I know in the three sports I play, I think we're really respected by other teams. Whether the other teams want to admit it or not, they know that they got to bring their best against Hendricken. And just being a part of the school, you get that reputation, and everyone else knows it, and it's good to have that feeling, because when you come through and fulfill that reputation, you get rewarded.
Like Aruda said, knowing that every team is bringing their best is going to make us want to be the best, basically. You got to play up to their expectation, and it's always fun, actually. Team actually do respect us as much as they hate to admit it, and most of them fear to play us, which is a fun thing to know, too.
Very true.
Now, John, I think the play that sealed the game for the team was your interception off DeMarco. That was with 3 minutes left, and Barrington just got the ball back. They were down 7 points, and they were looking to march down the field and get back on the board. And you just stopped DeMarco right there with the pick. What were your thoughts before the play, and what was your reaction after the play?
Well, like I said earlier, just kind of I'm not expecting an interception on that play. I'm just trying to, I know what my assignment is. I'm just trying to get there. I'm just trying to feel out the play. And I just kind of saw the quarterback step up and start to throw. And I just kind of read him and came across. And I don't really remember what happened. It's kind of blurred out. But from what I've seen on video, looked like a fun celebration after. So,
Coach, you've coached, of course, through an ample amount of important games and rivalry games and whatnot. But what do you necessarily goes through your head, and what are you telling the players as well before a game, maybe versus a rival like LaSalle? What is kind of your mindset going into those games?
Being a grad of Henrigan, the LaSalle game is probably the most focused game that we'll play during the regular season. However, I think each game is pretty much the same vibe. I mean, we want our kids to be physically ready to play and just be mentally prepared. So this week it's Cranston East. We faced them in the Super Bowl last year. They're a really good team. And, you know, we're going into their stadium. And hopefully we can build on the success that we put together the last two games and play well. So the message has always been the same. Be ready to prepare, line up right, play your position like John said, know your assignment, and be physical and play good defense and play good football.
Now, to bring up a memory from last year, the regular season game at Cranston Stadium, you guys held them to 0 points in that game, and they were thought to be the high-flying team, maybe the number one team in the state, scoring an average of, I think, over 30 points a game. You guys shut the door right on them. Now, bring it back to the future now, what are your thoughts on this game coming Friday?
Well, we have to prepare to stop Marquis Monroe. He's a very good running back. He might be probably the best true tailback in the state. But they also have a solid runner as a quarterback there, and they have some talented receivers as well. So they didn't graduate everybody. It's going to be a test of a different type from Portsmouth and Barrington. But these guys will be ready. Big practice tomorrow, and we'll focus on the game plan.
Yeah, basically what Coach said, if we can stop our Marquis, we should be good. And most of the time, I will be on him, so I'll do my best.
I think the biggest thing that comes up about Cranston East, and mainly their offense, is just their big play ability. Like, they might not be a team that's going to drive down on you, but 2-3 big plays can keep you in the game and give you a lot of momentum. So, again, most of that will probably come from Marquis, although they've been showing good signs at quarterback and receiver, too. So, just got to stop that, and I think it'll be a good one.
Now, it's the first away game of the year, so it's going to be a different atmosphere there. Maybe any thoughts on that? How do you prepare any differently for an away game? Because obviously you're going to get in a different comfort zone, so to speak. But is there any type of mental preparation you do on the bus or whatnot to get ready for a game where necessarily the home crowd isn't going to be cheering in your favor?
As for going away, I don't really think of going to Cranston Stadium as away.
Very true.
We've played there like 2-3 times a year, every year for the last couple of years. So I'm used to the field that way. Yeah, there'll be a lot of fans there, but especially at that stadium, I think when you're on the field and you're focused in, you're not worried about the fans, and I don't think it'll have much effect.
Awesome. Pretty much it.
All right. We want to thank you guys for coming down to Papa Gino's at Hoxie Four Corners this week, and we're gonna let you guys go. But again, we want to thank you, and we appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule to get down. Good luck to you guys on Friday.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Once again, that's John.